This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Winter officially begins December 21st. In preparation for the transition from fall to winter, many home gardeners will soon be storing all of their lawn and garden equipment. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, explains how to properly store lawnmowers and garden tools. Greg, I know people are still battling some of the leaves that are continuing to fall around the area, but we're kind of reaching that point of the year where it's time to start thinking about putting the tools away. And before we do that, there's a lot of maintenance that has to occur.
There can be. Definitely it's nice to, in the springtime when you're kind of hurried and rushed, that you have your tools ready to go, whether you need to maybe put one on your Christmas wish list, get something new that will help you out, or just maintain the tools that you do have.
We're not seeing a lot of lawn mowing right now. I think the grass has pretty much gone dormant. What are some things we need to think about in terms of storing the mower for the winter?
Yeah, so one of the big ones, at least for me, is the fuel, so that it will start come springtime when it's needed. So there's two different ways you can handle that. I like to try and use all my fuel up in my equipment so that there is no storage of it. If you don't get to that point, you can top it off, if you will. One of my Riley County Extension Master Gardeners had a small engine business, and that was kind of his recommendation that, you only have it in dormancy for 3 or 4 months. And so if you top it off, there's no room for water to condensate and cause your engine issues, if you will. There are also additives that you can add to your fuel tank that will help prevent it from making it not usable and harder to start and get it going that way. So yeah, there is if you have a machine of some type that uses a fuel, probably need to take some preparation to make sure it's going to be working next springtime when you need it.
I know we also often forget about the underside of the mower and the blade itself.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to have a better result if we have a sharp blade. So we need to do that periodically, depending on how often you need to mow. Kind of a rule of thumb is every 10 hours we want to sharpen that blade. Of course, I might hit a stick or a rock or something in between times, which would be a good time to sharpen as well. You can do that yourself, get the blade off of there, use a grinder, or they make tools especially for sharpening lawnmower blades. Of course, this is a season of giving and things like that. You could take it to the repair person, or maybe somebody you know would be willing to flip the bill for that, but get your blade sharpened. You can clean underneath your deck while you're there. That's just going to be a nice thing to do, whether you can do that or maybe, again, hint, hint, have somebody do that for you as a Christmas gift.
What about some of the small tools, maybe some of the hand tools that we use?
Yeah, so we want to make sure they're sharp as far as if you have some type of a hoe operation, your shovel. Those are tools that we can sharpen up with a file if you want, a couple strokes with that. Typically, we just do it on the back side and then several 10, 12, 15 strokes. You can, depending on your material, maybe put a coating of some type of oil over that to kind of protect it from moisture, if you will. And so those are things we can do. We do have a publication on how to sharpen tools. So if you go to the K-State website, do a search, you should come up with how to maintain your hand tools during the off season.
Is there anything that we should be doing in the yard as well?
Of course, tree leaves still blow around. Maybe they're coming in from other locations. Keep those off your turf as far as your cool season grass so it can still do a little bit of photosynthesis. So keep those down if you can. I still have my strawberries to cover, so we're getting between Thanksgiving and Christmas time. We try to cover our strawberries with some mulch to protect it. It's actually not to keep them from getting too cold. It's to keep them from staying dormant, so that come springtime, they're ready to go and haven't started blooming too early. Also, the shallow-rooted plants like strawberries, they can heed themselves if we get a lot of freeze-thaw cycles and kind of push themselves out of the soil where they desiccate. And so mulching some of these plants will keep them dormant and healthier through the season.
And I guess we want to make sure that hose is unhooked.
Yeah, definitely. Those can cause some problems. So drain your hoses, keep them indoors, get them out of the UV light would be great.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone. The Extension publication, How to Clean and Sharpen Garden Tools, is available through the KSRE bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.